So we are familiar with two categories of mitzvahs in general. What are the two categories of mitzvahs? Mitzvahs being Adam l'chaveira, mitzvahs being Adam l'machzor. However, there's good reason to believe that mitzvahs ben Adam l'chaveira, mitzvahs ben Adam l'machzor are not the only two types of mitzvahs. We'll start with the Gemara in Bava Kamma and Daf Lamed Amud Aleph. Gemara Bava Kamma and Daf Lamed Amud Aleph says as follows. Hayman deboy l'mahavi chasida. Someone who wants to become a chassid. I don't know what this word exactly means, but lekayim mili dinizikin. The first opinion of the Gemara, the opinion of the Yehuda, is the one saying the statement. He should be mekayim mili dinizikin. He should follow the words of nizikin. What this means? Rava Amar mili da avim. Rava says he should follow the words seemingly of Pirkei Avos. The Amila, and a third opinion, Mile de Brachos. You have a three-way machlokas at first glance. What should a person focus his attention on if he wants to become a chassid? Simple understanding. In a moment, we're going to try to break apart this Gemara. However, before we understand exactly what this Gemara means, there are three opinions brought here. At first glance, one would think that these are three varying opinions. However, both the Gra in his parish in Mishlei, as well as right at the beginning of Sefer Yeshaya, in his parish at the beginning of Sefer Yeshaya, as well as the Mahesha, the different ways of both the same basic point, understand that this Gemara is not necessarily presenting a machlokas, but rather presenting three different elements that a person has to focus his attention on in order to become a successful Jew. In a moment we'll define exactly what chassid is. Says the Mahesha, that there are three elements, three major areas of Avodas Hashem. Area number one, three areas of Avodas Hashem. Area number one, huh? Right here, on the Gemara in the Vatama, Kedusha Gadol. He says that there are three areas. To his followers. Says the Meir Shul. Says that there are three different areas of Avodas Hashem. Area number one, Bein Adam L'Chaveira. That's expressed by Nizikin. Area number two, Bein Adam L'Makom. That's expressed by Drachos. Area number three, Bein Adam L'Atzmo. And Bein Adam L'Atzmo is essentially Avodah. What does this mean? So first it was in Bein Adam L'Chaveira. Bein Adam L'Chaveira, and this is what the Maharal says in this Gemara, in the Chiddush HaGadol of the Maharal, says as follows: what does it mean to be a chassid? Chassid is usually the term used for the Shnim Mishuras Hadin. A tzaddik is someone who upholds the law. A chassid who goes beyond the letter of the law. Now, firstly, that's important to know in general, because if a person wants to go above and beyond the letter of the law, there are two things they have to make sure. Number one, you can't go above and beyond the letter of the law unless you know something. Quote me a Mishnah. Below, Am Haaretz, Chassid. Right at the beginning of the Yom. Below, Am Haaretz, Chassid. And Am Haaretz cannot be a Chassid. A person can't go above and beyond the letter of the law unless they really know what the law wants. Secondly, the Gemara says, what happens if you have somebody who is in the middle of taking off his tefillin, and he sees someone drowning. So he goes and he waits to take off his tefillin, waits to save the person before he takes off his tefillin. By the time he takes off his tefillin, the person is dead. What does the Gemara call that individual? A chassid shofar, a foolish chassid. Someone who wants to go above and be mahadir has to be the biggest of the Talmidei Chacham. Hayman devoy l'mahavi chassido. Within the Rishonim here, there's a machlokas. What does this Gemara mean when it first mili d'nezikin, mili d'avos? So some say that mili d'nezikin refers to a specific aspect of nezikin. What's the specific aspect of nezikin? Where in Meseches Nezikin, it speaks about the Chassidim Harishonim. The Chassidim Harishonim used to do specific things in order to ensure that they didn't cause damage to anybody. Kach Omer. So it's brought, I think, in the Rashbok. Mili the Avos. The Mishnah Avos speaks about someone who wants to be a Chassid. Right? What is the definition of a Chassid? Someone who says, Sheli Shelcha. The Shelcha Shelcha. Right? He's a Chassid. Why? He says, everything I have, you can use. And everything you have, you can use. Meaning, he gives of himself. He's a chassid. He goes to Simin Yeshua Sadi. That's the definition of chassidus. However, says the Mahershal, and says the Gra, there's no machlokas here. The question is, which elements of Judaism are you focusing your attention on? To become a chassid, you need to focus your attention on three different areas of Judaism. Bein Adam lechaveiro, bein Adam leatzmo, and bein Adam lemalchus. And Sefer, the reason why the girl is at the beginning of Sefer Yeshaya, because in Sefer Yeshaya at the beginning, he speaks about Yada Shor Koneu, Vachamor Ebus Ba'alav, Yisrael Lo Yada, Esami Lo Hispunan. And it speaks about certain averos that the Jewish people do. Says the Gra, there are three fundamental elements of the world. What are they? Al shlosha dvar ma'olam omeid. Al ha-torah v'al avodah v'al gnuas chasodim. Al shlosha dvar ma'olam kayam. Al ha-din, al ha-emes, v'al ha-shalom. What are these? All of these are representatives of these three different elements of Judaism. Bein Adam le-makom, bein Adam le-chaveiro, and bein Adam le-as. Emes, you have to know who you are. You have to be honest with yourself. It's not all about how you act and how you present yourself to the public. It's about who you really are. And that's the essence of being Adam La'atzim. A chassid is someone who not only excels in the way he treats other people and the way other people feel. He is not only someone who excels in brachos, and he is very firm and has great tefillah, etc. But it's someone who excels in himself. And Pirkei Avos is all about that. Pirkei Avos is about building that level of Bein Adam La'atzmo. Bein Adam La'atzmo is understanding and developing the character of a Jew. I'll read you the Lashon. Says the Marsha as follows. Yire, ki chassid ne'emar amisha ose masav atzad hayoser tov. A chassid is someone who does his actions in the most ideal way. Ma'amar perakam ad avodah zarah, b'malos ha-tov, etc. What's this mean? In order to be tov, lefi sheyesh la'adam ne'masav atovos gimel chalakim. There are three elements of good actions. Tahainu tov la shamayim, tov la brios, v'tov la atzmo. You're good to the heavens, ben adam la makom, tov la brios, ben adam la chaver, v'tov la atzmo, ben adam la atzmo. Ka'amar Rav Yehuda, man debayim lavi chasid tamimini nezikin, da'az yachal etakin masav shi tov la brios. In order to be good to other people, you need nezikin. We'll see why in a second. The Rava Karmi the Kaimili the Avos. The Azi Takin Lasav Shietov La Asmo Bimidos. Bein Adam La Asmo is all about creating Midos Tovos. Midos Tovos are things which are seen in your actions, but they really exist inside you. Who you really are is defined by your Midos and not by your actions. And the third opinion, Va'ami Lod, the Kaimili Brochot, the Azi Takin Shietov La Shamayim. So says the Maharshal. And the Gra says, that these are the Shlosha Dvarim Ha'olam Omeid, the Shlosha Dvarim Ha'olam Kayim. These are the three basic elements that a person always has to be cognizant of. Says the Maharal, though, on this Gemara, fundamentally important. If I would ask you, what do you have to do to excel in being Adam Chaver? What would you tell me? What should you focus on? You have to improve your Bein Adam Chaver. What would you say? I'm asking. What would you say? be nice to other people. What else? Maybe find some time for chesed, right? Give a little more tzedakah. All these different things which we commonly group with Bein Adam L'Chaveru. However, comes the Maharal and says, no, that's important. However, Iker HaChasidus Kasher Zulato Lo Yimsa Hesek Mimenu. The main definition of being a chassid is that when someone will not find any damage from you. Shim ein mekayim davar zeh, the gorim lezulaso hezek, ein roi shiya nikra chassid. If you do all the nicest things in the world, but yet you cause damage to other people, even unwittingly to a certain degree, you cannot be considered a chassid. Ulakach man debayim avi chassida lekayim mili dinezikin. It doesn't say that he should go and do more chesed and give more tzedakah. For sure, you should do this. But the ain't the more al chasidus you say, that doesn't make you into a chasid. Aval kasher nizhar ben milei dinizikin, afinin osa biyadayim klal rak shenizhar shalu yagia hezek v'yirah lezulos v'garmoso v'chasid gomor. Says the Maharal, someone who ensures that no damage comes from him, he is a chassid. Let's try to understand this. If you care about other people, so what do you think you would focus more on? Doing good things to other people or preventing damage from other people? Think about it for a moment. What the Maharal seems to say is, you want to know what? It's very nice for you to go out and do something nice for somebody else. You want to know what? You do chesed, you feel good. And you're supposed to feel good. Huh?
It's for yourself.
I wouldn't necessarily say it's for yourself, but you feel something. I go in and give someone stuff and they say thank you. And in those times they say thank you. So you feel good. Right? You go. And you, especially because the Jew, the Rambam says, part of your heritage from Avraham Avinu when you give stuff. You know you're doing what you're doing. But what happens when you prevent the answer? You'll find out that there's no one there to thank you. No one realizes that you saw this banana peel on the floor and you picked it up, and therefore the guy who would have fallen, who's walking 2 minutes after you on those stairs, who would have fallen on that, or might have fallen on that, isn't going to fall on that. Here's a note, there's no one there to thank you, but you show that you really care about it. Doing chesed is great, but becoming a chassid is excelling in that chesed. So says the Maharal. And I'll give you a mashal ma'ad over the moment. Within Judaism, there's a whole set of halachos called Harchokos Nezikin. Harchokos Nezikin, that's Perek Lo Yachpor. Big questions, asked by the Nezivos, asked by Rav Nachum. And Rav Lichtenstein deals with it.
Dealt with it. Me and the Shurim and Balakama, I heard many years ago, that the... why is Perek Lo Yachpor not in Meseches Balakama? Meseches Balakama is a Mesecha that deals with damages. Shur, Bor, Mava, Heaven. Mesecha that deals with damage. Why, over there, would have been the most logical place to have Perek Lo Yachpor, which is a parak about Harchokot Nezikin, ensuring that you prevent damage. Lo Yachpor is the second parak above Abbasra. It's a parak to ensure that you don't cause damage to anybody else. Why? Why don't they appear in the same place? But, when all is said and done with all the explanations, the fact that Perek Lo Yachpor appears altogether is a sign that the Torah is concerned not only with you actually damaging someone, but you are ensuring that you prevent damage from other people. When you're Mekayim Milid Nezik, when you learn that then you start to understand. I have a story where a Chavrus of mine, who is later a Chavrus of Rav Asher Aryeh, said to Ilu, this man was Rav Asher Aryeh, who also went to YU, but my Chavrus and Mir, we were at, when I was in Mir, Rav Shach Keshwar. Levi was on a Friday. There were hundreds of thousands of people there. It was insane. Insane change. Well, they ran out of buses. The wildest thing ever. And we were learning that year in his house with Baba Basra. And this guy, he was not much like a scrawny guy. Pretty tall, but he's scrawny. We were walking down, and you're like being pushed. There's this mob. And your mom is being pushed. And he saw that there was like a hole in the ground. And he
try. He did it for at least 4 minutes. Otherwise, he wouldn't be dead. Trying to stand there in front of that little hole to try to prevent people from walking into it too quickly so they're not dead. Now, instead, he gets tumbled over. Keep the turn. Oh, don't step there. Don't step there. What's that? You might call it suicide. Or you might say, that's someone who learns music and understands that to really care about somebody else, not only that you go and you help someone, or wait till they fall and then, oh, do you want some water? It's to go out of your way, even when it's not so easy, to prevent them. Now, if we take this Maharal, who's speaking about chassidus in the area of being Adam L'Chaveru, and now we apply it to being Adam L'Atzmo. What does being Adam L'Atzmo really mean? Being Adam L'Atzmo really means that in order to be a good Jew, you must perfect your faith. In order to be a good Jew, even when you can ensure that I could be rotten inside, but at the same time, I'm going to go and act nice to other people. You won't be a chassid. And you want to know what? You probably won't even succeed in that. But someone who is easy to them, or because they want to get ahead, they want to influence people, they want to do all these different things, so what do they go and do? They go and they act nice. But deep inside, they're rotten. The Torah views this in extreme, extreme disgust. Time to speak about that, but there's an issue called chanufa. Anyone familiar with the issue of chanufa? What's it mean? Flattery. An issue to flatter people. Now, in all honesty, it's not nice to flatter with showing. It's not proper. Why is it so chomer? You wonder how chomer it is? Rabbi Yonah says that it's Yahari Tal Yavon. There's ways to understand the Rabbi Yonah that he didn't mean to say Yahari Tal Yavon unless you do it in public or whatever. But flattery is what's going on? Why is flattery so bad? In essence, without going fully into it, one of the reasons why flattery is so bad is because it allows you to become a person who's different on the outside than on the inside. If you honestly think that's self-right, but you go and you flatter them, so then you're developing a disconnect between who you are on the outside and who you are on the inside. And as much as it's important to act on the outside properly, why? Says the Chinuch in many cases, Acharei Pulot Nimshachot Levavot. Some of the mitzvot are mitzvot of actions which are supposed to trickle down into our actual outlook and our first type of person that we are. However, Bein Adam L'Atzmo is, if you want to be a real good Jew, what do you have to do? You have to develop yourself. You have to develop your character. You have to become a chassid by viewing the Sefer Avos. Now, what is this in the Sefer Avos that makes Bein Adam L'Atzmo good? We'll just say a regal acha. I have to touch this at greater length in different contexts. But this is what it means to be to be cognizant of the fact that the heart of a person is within his midos and not within his actions. What do I mean? If you have a person who, or let's say this is this, why is there this third element of religion? Why is there something called Bein Adam L'Atzmo? Everything really should be contained in what other people consider two aspects. You know, the Aseres HaDibros 5 and 5, Bein Adam L'Makom, Bein Adam L'Chaveiro. Why do you need this element of Bein Adam L'Atzmo? It would not be necessary, if not for the fact, that, as the Rambam points out in Hilchos Tshuva, beyond Tshuva for Masim, a person has to do Tshuva and then to do Rav. They have to do Tshuva on improper Midos. And in fact, the Rambam speaks about Midos before he ever speaks about action. Where does the Rambam discuss the actions of Chesed that a person has to do? Anyone know? In Hilchos Eidah. Hilchos Eva is the end of Mishnah Torah. Where does he speak about Midos? The beginning of Mishnah Torah, Hilchos Deos Perek Aleph. That's where he speaks about the Halachta B'Drachah. And that's where he speaks about developing the personality of a godly individual. Now, we live in a world where the focus is the short end. Where the focus is being nice, which isn't bad, but it's being nice even if you don't feel that much. Not true. Being nice is something that doesn't make me feel that way. But the goal is to become a chassid, is to start feeling that way. To develop an alachim, to develop the fact that you want to be a kli for the alach to be derechov, which is a kli for the tzelem that came within you to come alive, to become a godly individual. We say the Yud Gimel Midos. And Yud Gimel Midos, what does the Gemara say? Gris Kruso Yud Gimel Midos. Right? They don't return empty handed. Amr Rav Yochanan Mali Mikrakotu, the Yashad Omer, Malamich Nis Adra Kosbroch, the Shifter, Omer, Yasu the Funny Kaseda Azeh, right? Kishamanes are quoting Yasu the Funny Kaseda Azeh, Mani Mokhele. Do you think you need us with tremendous, tremendous power? So why does it seem that sometimes we're not answering? We say to you, you don't need us. We do what we're supposed to do. We scream out, Hashem, Hashem. Why not? What's the law show? Ya'asu l'fon. You have to act that way. The Rambam in Mor Nebuchim, like Aleph, Harishman Dalit, the Rambam there says, why do we have these Yidimu Midos? These are not, Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't have Midos like we have. It doesn't have character. But these are how we see he interacts with the world in the way that we should follow after him in order to act that same way. Chanum Nahu Chanu Nafakase Chanum. Develop your character. That's the essence of being other Mahash. That's what the draw and the Mahashah and the Aruch Laneris is the same thing at the end of Sechas Makos, where Micha, the Navi Micha, went and put the Torah on three basic things. Asot Mishpat, Avas Chesed, Vatsnei Leches, Im Hashem Elokecha. What are those three things? Asot Mishpat is the Navi Mahash. Avas Chesed, Ben Adam Mechaber, Vatsnei Leches, Im Hashem Elokecha is why is it that being other malachim is a siyas mishpat? In order to understand that, you have to know the whole niche. And then when we talk on this, we'll have to discuss some other time. Say it? Develop your character. That's let me just add one thing, as long as we have an extra second. The world that we live in, most of the books, etc., that are sold in order are books which are how people can get ahead. How do you get ahead? So it's how to, you know, the seven traits of most successful people, how to win friends and influence people, all these different types of books. What are they based upon? They're based upon, honestly, becoming a rotten person who knows how to deal with the outside world. It's basically you look down one of these books, you read through it, praises mommy to the future in the world who were very wealthy, very successful, knew how to get ahead, and also knew how to kill their workers. My Andrew Carnegie and Elias was a major, major wealthy guy. He was an industrialist, and hundreds of workers died every month in his factories, but he did very well. You know how to speak to people, you know? That's the exact opposite. The essence of Yiddishkeit is, you know what, let's develop the character. If you only focus, and this is different, of course you have to be good to the outside, even if you're rotten inside. But you can't view that as a goal. You can't view that as a goal that, who cares what I think about him? I could tell him what he wants to hear, I could know, and then I could use it to get ahead. If that's your outlook, even if you start as a good person, you're going to end up rotten. If the outlook on the outside is, I have to be nice even though if I don't feel it. But I have to develop my character, say nothing less. And I have to try to transform myself through my positive actions. And I have to go out of my way to prevent damage. Then you'll change your character. And then it will all start to become natural. That's just a shame.